Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Well, we got the Dolphins on Sunday, and they're going to take on the Seattle Seahawks. And what I love is how people feed you fear. And you know how it happens in politics now? People are fear-mongers and all that kind of stuff. And I think we have a tendency of doing that also in football. Oh, no, they're trying to tank. Well, no, they're not. Oh, no, they're going to be the same team this year that they were last year after 0-2. No, they're not. Oh, they're struggling like they were last year. No, they're not. They're actually really competitive compared to last year. They try to scare you into all these things, right? And it's, well, why is Myles Gaskin playing? And let's make a big shit about Myles Gaskin and Breida not playing as much. And it doesn't matter. Gaskin is playing well. But let's just create some negativity somewhere, right? And so now this week comes up and what do you get from your friends? What do you get from media? Oh, Dolphins playing Seattle. They got no shot. They got nothing. It's impossible for them to beat. Russell Wilson is super hot. 14 touchdowns, one interception. He is. He's smoking hot. No doubt about it. But that's not the way, that's not the reality of what's going on. And that's why when people were saying everybody was picking Jacksonville, I picked the Dolphins. Why? Because I saw the trend the last 2 weeks. The person that is short-sighted says, well, I see two losses, so they're going to lose to Jacksonville. And I go, well, yeah, I see two losses, but did you watch the losses? Did you actually pay attention to those games? Because Miami had a legitimate chance to actually win those games. So that, we're not talking about a team that is actually terrible. They just ended up on the short end. In year two of a rebuild, they just don't have enough against those teams at this moment. In a couple of weeks, it might be a different story against the Bills. Might be a different story against the Patriots. By the way, the first Patriot faceoff was 43-0 Patriots. The second one was a loss to the Patriots there. Patriots ended up losing a huge game at the end of the year. So it was a different game at the beginning and at the end, right? Just like I feel the Dolphins will be a different team the first couple weeks of the season compared to the last couple weeks of the season. I expect a much better team. And now everybody just looks at Russell Wilson. So let me ask you something. Can the Dolphins move the ball? Can they pass the ball? Have you seen them? Bill, have you seen the Dolphins pass the ball at all?
Yeah, actually, decently.
Right? They've done a pretty decent job of passing the ball.
I would say efficient, right?
Okay. I could go with
efficient. Not a lot of mistakes.
Right? I can go with that.
Couple drop balls.
Right.
Key moments.
Yes. Yes.
But other than that, you know, better than average.
All right, so Fitzpatrick has completed 71% of his passes, all right, 679 yards. He's thrown four touchdowns and three interceptions. He's got a quarterback rating of 81, all right? It's not like this godly numbers or anything like that, but he's an effective passer. And Miami's offense right now is not bad with Gesicki playing well. Your two receivers are only getting healthier as the season goes on and getting stronger. Isaiah Ford has become a really comfortable player at the slot spot, right? You got a couple guys in Breida, Gaskin, and Laird that can actually catch passes out of the backfield, correct? Did you know that the Seattle defense is allowing an average of 430 yards passing? They allowed 434 to Matt Ryan, 397 to Cam Newton, and 461 to Dak Prescott. They've allowed 1,292 yards in three games. That is the most in NFL since 1950 to open up the first three games of the season. Let me repeat that again. The Seattle defense has allowed 1,292 yards passing in the first three games. The most in the first three games of a season since 1950. So, explain to me, why is it that Miami has no chance? Because if they can't stop the pass, okay, and last time I checked, if we get Byron Jones back, I kind of like our chances too. I know it's Russell Wilson. He's going to make plays because it's Russell Wilson. He's a stud. Studs make plays. What are you going to do? But don't tell me that Miami cannot be competitive in this game when we're talking about it. Now, they're great against the run. I think they're number two in the NFL, I believe, against the run at 66 yards per game, 66.7. To be exact.
Yeah, but that might be a misleading stat. Why run when you could
pass?
Air it out all over the place.
Yeah, but then again, maybe they are really good against the pass. I mean, against the run. It might, that does happen, so we'll find out.